It is a drizzly 70 degrees right now in Nashville. We've got an 80% chance of rain through the day today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A Tennessee woman is among a group of civilian activists who were forcefully detained in Libya last week while attempting to cross a security checkpoint into Gaza. Janelle Jones of Memphis was the only American arrested with the Global Samud Flotilla. She released a pre-recorded video.
I confirm that I participated in this mission of my own free will without any coercion or pressure from any party, motivated by my humanitarian and moral duty to the besieged civilians.
In the event all contact is lost, she calls on the U.S. government, human rights groups, and the media to press for her release. Efforts by Global Samud to contact Jones and others were not successful. The group released a statement saying they have not heard from the activists, but that they have been told they're being treated as possible illegal immigrants and they could soon be deported. Tree trimming by Nashville Electric Service will continue despite calls for a moratorium. Utility leaders say it would be more dangerous to allow trees to go untrimmed, raising the risk of damage and power outages. NES has agreed to scale back how aggressive its trims are, allowing somewhat more vegetation beneath power poles and wires. There's been widespread alarm about NES trimming. The utility had fallen behind on routine pruning, and it's now cutting trees that haven't been maintained in 4 years. Going forward, NES says it will accelerate its schedule to trim trees every 3 years instead of every four. Advocates for the homeless are asking for approval to build a transitional housing facility in Franklin. It's called Stable House, a stable place for people to stay for a few months as they earn money and look for permanent housing. Plans for the 11,000-square-foot facility were presented to the Franklin Board of Mayor and Aldermen earlier this last month. The proposal includes one structure with 66 beds, as well as 8 individual homes. It would be built by the Williamson County Housing Alliance, which has operated an emergency shelter space during extreme weather since 2019. If approved, this would be the county's first shelter not housed in a church. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.